Oh, my God.
I'm so stupid. Let's pull this whole thing off. Hello and welcome to Punta Vista, episode 340. I'm Ben, and I'm here at the Scenario Factory. Things aren't going well. Once a bustling hive of activity, the Scenario Factory now operates on a skeleton crew of untrained and disinterested staff. State-of-the-art, well-maintained machinery has been given over to disrepair and neglect. The assembly line that used to produce novel and funny intro scenarios with the slick predictability of a timepiece now coughs and sputters, occasionally belching out a malformed, half-baked scenario onto a factory floor littered with aborted and incomplete scenarios. Picking away through the litter, looking for rats who have gorged themselves enormous on discarded scenario meat so she can beat them to death with a crowbar, it's Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Seen any rats?
Yeah, they're huge now.
They're really big. Every time I see a rat, I'm thinking, I didn't know rats were that big.
Yeah. Every rat that you've seen has been the biggest rat that you've ever seen, just because of how they're always getting bigger. From eating discarded scenarios,
which makes them very fat. Because it makes for a good sort of pipe feel.
Yeah, that is true. Although it does make them more and more impervious to pipe as time goes on. You're going to need to get a bigger pipe. The rats are going to get even bigger. It's a horrible cycle.
Terrible.
I'm picturing the scenarios as it's just like a cardboard box. And inside is like the stuff from which the scenario comes.
Like it's magic, like it's like a pixie dust scenario.
Yeah, it's sort of like a viscous, it's not a liquid, but it's like a very dense flowing gas, maybe.
It's like it's slime.
Yeah, but like it's kind of slime. Not wet. It's like a dry slime.
Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
And also with us is someone special, an inexperienced but enthusiastic scenario factory repair boy with a few bright ideas for how we could turn this place around. Someone who knows that with just a bit of can-do attitude and some teamwork, we could restore this place to its former glory. It's Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, I'm just a hustler with a dream.
Yes.
Here's my list of the top 10 races we could be in scenarios.
Okay.
Number one, Argentinian. Yep. Lucy, give me a little Argentinian flavor.
Oh, I don't think I will.
Yeah,
probably. Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
I'm picturing, by the way, for scenarios, I'm picturing the briefcase from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, that's quite good. See, yeah. I was picturing, I think, the box from the Futurama episode, the Farnsworth Parabox, with the boxes that containing universes.
Unfortunately, sometimes it's the box from the movie Seven. Nothing but Gwyneth Paltrow's severed head inside, you know?
Yeah.
And is that funny?
Sometimes it's the box from Barton Fink, and who knows what's in there?
I watched Barton Fink last night.
Oh, really? It's probably that lady's head,
I get
right?
that reference, because it's like it might be the lady's head.
It's probably the lady's head, I think.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
They know how to keep it classy. They don't have to tell you.
They don't have to tell you, because that movie's about having writer's block while you're writing Miller's Crossing because you made the plot too convoluted.
But I guess
it's
they also
wild
don't
how
tell
I learned all of
seven,
this information like 12 hours ago.
Oh,
and now here you are repeating it back to me.
That's I'm in your living room walls.
Synchronicity.
I love what you've done with the place.
This man is dreamweaving.
How good is Barton Fink, though?
I really enjoyed myself. Love John Turturro.
He's amazing. And the fucking Steve Buscemi in it is just tremendous. His little scenario, Jesus. The scene where you first meet him, just the timing of his little Chet moments.
That's great.
Oh,
and what is beautiful. A Coen Brothers movie but a scenario factory for a man?
Yes, correct. It's a deep, rich vein that we should be mining more.
Mm.
Yesterday I got not tagged, someone linked me into bad posts about the Coen movies and the films part of the Discord, and it ruined my whole night.
Oh.
You can't be talking about the Coen Brothers movies if you're under 30.
Yeah.
You're mentally not equipped to form opinions about them. I'm sorry.
You're not depressed enough to really get it, you know?
Yeah. Or you don't have enough whimsy to enjoy even the bad Coen Brothers.
That's true.
Which ones are those?
There's
not even the bad ones are good. The ones that are famously like they're bad ones. I'm having a laugh a minute watching Lady Killers, and that's meant to be their worst.
Okay.
Same
it's
as
so crazy that Marlon Wayans is in a Coen Brothers movie and a Darren Aronofsky movie, you know?
That is crazy.
Fuck Darren Aronofsky. while we're talking on directors.
I mean, yeah, I
agree. Yeah,
brought myself to watch The Whale. Noah was no good, but I've got such a big soft spot for The Fountain and Pie. I love those movies. That's great. That other one though, that depressing the drugs one, the ass to ass one. No, thank you. Not
it's
interested.
A no for me.
Did you guys know it's bad for you to do all the drugs in the world every day?
In a way, TV is a drug.
That is so
true. Fame. That is so true. Fame is definitely a drug.
Fame is a drug, which is so good that we're not there. And we probably won't ever be.
I like to stay on this level of fame.
This is great. Yeah.
It's like maintenance heroin, you know?
Yes. Yeah, it's just enough just to feel good and it doesn't cause any problems.
It doesn't get you in the news, you know, with your mug up there, everybody commenting, sharing, saying things like, you're cancelled. Mm. And that's why we'll never be in the tabloids. But we do break them open every now and then. Tabloid phenomenon.
Fist-headed man destroys church.
This comes to us from the Eastern Daily Press in Norwich.
You enjoyed that.
Really enjoyed that
newspaper quite a lot.
Norwich. Oh, just keeping up with all the current events in Norwich. Look, everywhere's got local news, I suppose.
Yeah.
When you think about it, stuff does happen locally.
Man, fucking, sorry, this just made me think of something. The other day, we were having a wet lunch, a wet business meeting for the bar. We were like went to this new cafe that just opened around the place and got like a couple of wines. And the waitress like put them down on the table and Chev was just like, ooh, bit of vino, just said that, sort of wasn't really thinking. And the woman like burst into laughter, turned away, and like as she was walking away was just like, dying laughing at it, like, and not like a that man just said something stupid laugh, as in like a Vito, that's crazy. Just like
tickled her just right, huh?
Borderline doubled over. Heard that. We're all just sitting there going like, oh, it's crushing it today. He's found a very receptive audience.
God. Was he like, haha, and then it just kept going? The laughter?
He did like a little, he laughed with her for the first little laugh, but she'd already turned around and left. She was laughing a lot by herself on the walk away.
Yeah, she was like, I don't need you to be involved for me to continue enjoying what's
happening.
No,
was in her own laughter mind palace.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
From the Eastern Daily Press in Norwich. Rare horse still missing more than 24 hours since last sighting. I think like a rare horse.
Rare horse.
I feel like that's not a long time to not see a horse.
No, like that's. I know it's not really true, but it's like that thing from movies where they like don't call a missing persons report until it's been 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like it should be a much longer period for a horse. Don't call the missing horse line until it's been a week.
Particularly if people are spotting the horse at regular intervals. It's not that missing.
No.
You know, it's just... It's just hard to catch.
A horse's time doesn't have to be accounted for 100%. A horse
They're
can
on
have
a different
some time off by itself.
Yeah, time frame for us, you know?
Yes.
They experience time
now,
differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not about holiday. Not looking at my emails. Not checking my phone.
I'm
on horse
time baby.
Now.
There's a reason they don't wear watches, you know?
Yes.
They're just...
They got the
they
time
are
on their
not
phones.
Into the same thing as us. And even if you put a wristwatch onto one of the front legs of a horse, I think it's going to be inconvenient for them to look at.
They can really get their heads down there, though. I think
they
it
can,
would look
but
very
like,
silly.
Would you want to put your head down by the floor every time you have to check what the time was? And then, where the fuck's he meant to be?
Yeah.
You know?
What
oh, I need to nibble some more grass?
Yes.
And it's trotting a clock. 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I have
for
to
a little
canter.
What a horse would say. It's trotting a clock.
It's trotting a clock.
Oh, I've been loving chatting with you, but
it.
It's trotting a clock. I have to go trot.
Sorry, I live a very regimented life. There's like two people who grew up with horses fucking furious right now listening to this. They're like,
stupid.
If Mr. Ginger didn't get his carrot at 7 o'clock on the dot, he'd be fucking furious. Well, I don't know him. I haven't met him. Okay.
My horses know when my horses, my mum's horses, in a way they are my horses.
The horses they know you will inherit one day.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't want to think about that. No, my mum's got to live forever.
I actually think the horses will live less. Surely.
Yeah.
What's the lifespan on a horse, right?
100, 110 years, I think.
Is it really?
No.
Christ.
It's really the turtle of the land.
I would have believed that.
That would be amazing.
Like 30?
This is my grandpappy's horse.
This horse was in World War I, World War II, Vietnam, you know?
I can't tell you this horse's name because it was my Pep Pep's, and my Pep Pep was very racist.
The Suffolk Punch horse escaped from Old Hall Harm in Burgh Common and has been trotting, see, he knows what time it is, around Attleboro since 5 a.m. on Wednesday. Now we know what time is trotting o'clock.
Could you say that sentence again? Just
Lucy,
run,
could you
just
maybe
run through it.
Provide some like live translation on this? I understand that you have an English parent.
The Suffolk Punch horse. Is that a, maybe that's a variety of horse?
I think it's a varietal of horse.
For a horse varietal?
A strain of horse.
A horse strain escaped from Old Hall Harm in Burgh Common and has been trotting around Attleboro since 5 a.m. on Wednesday.
What's a harm?
What's a harm?
What is a harm?
Do not do me a harm.
Harm, English.
What word?
Oh, that's not helpful. That's not helpful at all.
Okay, I'm starting to realize now this is more than likely that one is a typo. For farm.
Yeah, it is. It is.
In Norwich. Yeah, okay.
Bring back sub-editors.
All right, we don't... I'm not apologizing to English people because it seems like that's something you would have like a... Yeah, it's what you call an old dam.
Because you're silly. You have silly words.
Yeah, it's frivolous. You're speaking Chaucer's English on a day-to-day basis.
Too whimsical.
Yeah.
The Suffolk horse, also historically known as the Suffolk Punch or Suffolk Sorrel, is an English breed of draft horse. It's just a big working horse.
Do you reckon Suffolk Punch is like an English version of the band Osaka Punch?
No.
I was thinking it's like something they do to you in Peaky Blinders.
So you just get punched in the throat. I've been Suffolk punched.
The first part of the name is from the county of Suffolk in East Anglia, and the word punch is an old English word for a short, stout person.
Huh. Sometimes you learn something and it's not that interesting.
It's really not that interesting.
Okay, yeah.
Great.
I'm putting that in the not really useful information drawer in my mind.
This is not coming out at a dinner party at any point.
In my mind palace, there is a drawer which is much like the one that we all have in our house where you put the spare keys that you don't know what they're for anymore. Batteries
so
that you
those.
Took out of the remote that seemed like they still had just a little juice in them.
Well, just batteries, but you don't really know how to dispose of batteries because nobody really told you where you put a battery when the battery's done.
But it feels wrong to just throw it into landfill.
I don't think you can just put it in the
bin.
That's not where it
throw
goes.
Them in the bin. I throw them in the bin.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I don't think you're supposed
just
to do that.
Just regular batteries?
You can the supermarkets have battery recycling things, don't they? Or Officeworks?
I think
someone has
look,
to.
My understanding, and do not write in if I'm wrong. I can't make that clear enough. Don't write in if I'm wrong. Is that the things at the supermarket, Officeworks, and at the tip, at the rubbish dump, or whatever the fuck you foreigners call it, is for like rechargeable batteries. It's for lithium ion batteries, all that sort of thing. Because those are the things that when they go in the back of the garbage truck or in the landfill will like burst into flame at some point. I don't think your regular AA batteries.
I think Andrew's wrong for the record, but don't write in. Just think to yourself,
Lucy's
correct.
Yeah. If you are not sure what to do, split the difference. Put all your used AA and AAA batteries into a sock. Tie up the end of a sock. Hurl it into a local body of water.
Yes. Or just flush them down the toilet.
Yeah.
One at a time, though.
Yeah.
You do not want to be.
Yeah.
The third time a plumber came out to my house and said, batteries again, huh?
Yeah, a lot of batteries
I started
here.
To feel silly, honestly. It's like, just flush them one at a time. Don't pour the whole bucket in at once. Oh, and you didn't have to shit on top of the batteries, he told me. Where else
helps
was I meant
down.
To do it? Where else
yeah,
was
does.
I meant to do it?
It creates a larger object for the flush to move.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do that. That's why I opened a fresh packet of wet wipes and put the whole thing on top. Just to help it move.
We don't joke about wet wipes on this podcast. No. If it says flushable, it's not fucking flushable. Doesn't matter it's what not. It says
don't
on the packaging.
Don't just believe packaging. You just believe anything you read on packaging?
You think Unilever is like straight dealing with you? They're lying to you.
Yeah. I could write the word flushable on an Acme brand anvil.
Yeah.
Would that mean it can be flushed down the toilet?
Would you believe that? Would you believe the Acme Corporation?
Yeah.
Tragic.
Because their rockets, often they will just explode. I've seen that. A lot of their stuff just malfunctions. I don't trust those guys.
The horse is a fully grown male, aged around 3 to 4 years, named Besthorpe Peace.
Yeah. Yep. So it's a Suffolk Punch named Besthorpe Peace.
When I went and did the trivia, I was complaining to you about Lucy. It was in a pub, and they had the traditional sports bet screens showing you your gamblable activities at all times.
Yep.
And I had to see the fucking names people are giving their horses.
Oh, the horse names? Yeah, they're fucked up.
The bloody dog races on the TV at the pub, and I was like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It's not a good vibe. No, thank you.
Drew B owns the farm and breeds the horses. Whoa. Whoa.
Okay.
Don't tell the news. People will be down there getting in your business. Owns the farm and breeds the horses and said, he's not worth much. It's more of a status thing. The Queen, Adam. It's nothing to do with money.
What?
Yeah. Like if you've got the prestige of a Suffolk Punch,
you don't need money.
It's like, oh, I've just got this horse because it's like what the Queen had?
Holy fuck, is that a Suffolk Punch? The Queen had those. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Do you think the Queen was personally using these to till fields? Is that what you think?
Maybe.
One of these draft horses?
So he's not racing. The horse is just hanging out.
No, this is just a big fat working horse. Oh. It's a punch.
It's a punch, Lucy. We talked about this earlier.
Okay, I've got it. It's a punch.
Jesus.
It's a Suffolk punch.
I can't see he could have got that far due to the lack of sightings. I think he was bored and broke the fence.
Yeah, he's bored because your life sucks, dude.
Mm. Have you tried enrichment activities for your horse?
Have you tried giving him a cooler name?
He's probably one.
Suicidal because you called him Besthorpe Peace.
Instead of what? Just like Jerry.
Yeah.
Mm. Why didn't you call your horse Jerry?
This is Gator. I named him after the character from White Lightning, the Burt Reynolds movie. Mm-hmm. This is my horse Gator. He's a Suffolk Punch. Holy shit, the Queen has those.
Oh. Try giving your horse one of those balls with the shapes on the outside, and then he's got the little pieces he could pick them up with his mouth, drop the cross through the cross shape.
Try giving him a beer.
Through the circle shape.
Give him a beer. If you drank like a six-pack every second day with your horse, Gator, the Suffolk Punch, he wouldn't leave. He'd love it.
Have you tried taking a folding chair out into the paddock and reading Frank Herbert's Dune to your horse?
Oh, my God. Banana lounge? You want a banana lounge. Mm-hmm. Him standing, because that's just sort of mostly what they do. Vibe. You guys are passing a beer back and forth. You're both putting your lips on the end of the bottle.
You're kind of trying to rock with him, so you are also putting your mouth over the whole neck of the bottle and just tilting
just
your head
tilting
back up.
Upwards.
Yep. Just trying to show him, hey, we're just like each other, really.
We're kind of the same. Mm. You and me, Gator, and me, Drew B.
This is
That's my B. name. I am Drew B.
Just
spelled
B,
like the
singular
insect.
B. Drew B.
And look, I can't make clear enough to you folks. This is the energy that Punta Vista is trying to encourage in 2024. We want you to be at one with Mother Nature in the universe. We want you sharing a beer with a horse in a paddock. Okay.
Yes.
And
You've
reading
got more
a classic
similarities
of sci-fi to the horse.
Than differences.
Our DNA is 99% the same between horse and man.
Yes.
We're basically the same animal. You know? Why can't we live like the same animal? Party with your horse. Party with Gator.
It's just like the animatic that they show in the tour at the start of Jurassic Park, where they're like, Mr. all DNA. We do, the sequencing, yeah. we just change one thing and suddenly the dinosaur's a girl. Also, we change one thing, now you're a horse.
Yeah.
You know, we switch one out, pop it down here, horse.
Yeah.
You are closer to a horse than you could possibly believe.
It's exactly what they did in the movie. Sorry to bother you.
They turn someone into a horse?
Yeah, that is kind of, that's the vague outline of that movie. It's kind of a really good movie. Thing.
I'm going to watch that one day. Following sightings, it is thought that the horse went down Besthorpe Road. Oh, what a coincidence.
How'd you come up with that name, Drew B?
Did you just look to your left and see a road sign?
What's your horse called? Besthorpe. And then a busload of hippies went past, saw a peace sign on the side of it.
Yes.
Peace. Peace or oh. peace.
Thank God, that's the first vehicle that's been by in 4 hours. Someone's been waiting 35 minutes for him to finish saying the name of the horse. Hold on. I'm thinking. I'm trying
There'll
to remember.
There'll be a second object around here any time now. His name is Road Grass.
It's a better name.
It is thought he went down Besthorpe Road, then Station Road towards Old Buckenham before entering someone's garden. Just close the gate behind him.
How the fuck are you not seeing a horse in your garden?
I mean, they are. They saw it, I guess.
Oh, yeah, there he is. I've sighted him.
There he is.
Yep. There's an horse in the garden. No, there isn't. Okay. Then they stayed inside like they always do.
Yes.
He was last seen around the mulberry tree in Station Road. Now, the mulberry tree is capitalized there, suggesting...
Right, it's not like the town's mulberry tree.
No. The center of town, our mulberry tree. I think it's probably a pub. I reckon it's
probably,
a pub.
Probably, huh?
Yeah.
Go get yourself a nice warm pint.
I'd have a couple of pints at the mulberry tree. I reckon that'd be pretty
good. That sounds like a nice place, yeah.
Like, for all the things that are wrong with England, and I think we've spent quite a number of years detailing those things.
Maybe too many.
Going to like a nice little sleepy pub, having a couple of pints, bending the elbow, having a little chat to the landlord, or landlady perhaps these days. Oh, he's laughing.
Ben, you are going to really appreciate this. Here is a review on pubsgalore.co.uk of the Mulberry Tree in Attleborough on Station Road. Please note, this review is over a year old. That's because it's from 2013. Real Ale Ray says, a handy location to squeeze in a quick drink before heading down to the station, which was only a few minutes' walk. The interior was modern and minimalist. Staff were pleasant and helpful. Lunchtime was busy on our visit. Two ales on Hand Pump, Grain Brewery Oak, and Sharp's Doom Bar. I went for Grain Brewery Oak, which was spot on. Expect to pay £3.50 a pint. This user has posted 3,382 recommendations about 3,381 pubs.
Jesus,
that's great. I love telling me how much a pint costs, though. Like, saying how much a pint costs, that's helpful information.
Do you guys know what real ales are?
No.
Just out of curiosity. So this guy's clearly a crank. Real ales are like a super traditional way of making beer, which is, I mean, more common in England than it is over here, where you don't carbonate it. You allow it to naturally carbonate itself, and you don't pour it through a carbonated beer system. You pour it through a hand pump, which is just like a crank that you pull that pushes beer out of the thing. But they're like, yeah, it's just like an old thing older guys are into. They're not very in fashion anymore. But this man's a big traditional ale head. Yeah. I don't
well,
want
in fairness
a
to him, those
modern...
were the beers that they had on tap and he bought one. It's or is he saying that there were two ales on hand pump?
I think he's only looking for real ales, just based on his username on Pubs Galore.
Oh, Real Ale Ray, yeah. That's enough. I spent that whole sentence going, when the fuck was he talking about real ales?
Yeah. See, I remember things. I listen. That pub doesn't sound like it's the place for me, by the way. I don't want a minimalist modern pub. That's the exact opposite of what I want from an English pub. I want a maximalist old timey pub.
Do you want
to walk in and they've got like, oh, we have all this sports memorabilia from the local from Fuckington FC from the 1970s or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I want to see a guy getting Suffolk punched.
Yes, that's right. You what, mate? Right, me throat.
Oh, yeah, this is a fancy little pub.
Oh, and
yeah, I'm off the Mulberry.
And they sell Coors.
Oh.
Why would you do that? For what reason and to what end? A lot of American tourists in Attleboro?
Yeah, they sell Coors and Blue Moon. What the fuck is going on over there?
Blue Moon, wow. I like a Blue Moon.
Yeah, Blue Moon's right.
I had a Kottbusser last night.
Oh, wow. What?
Some type of beer.
Congrats to you and Eleanor.
Okay. I took a sip and I said, damn, this is Kottbussen. And
the
very young bartender
about?
just shook his head.
How is
shook
this
his
spelled?
Head and walked away. Kottbusser.
Sounds like how you'd said it.
It's a type of beer from northern Germany in the 1700s. Wheat, oats, molasses, and honey.
Yeah, all right. Never heard of it before in my life.
It was good. I liked it. And then we went to a Peruvian-Japanese fusion restaurant.
Oh, Nikkei Fusion. Nikkei cuisine is what that's called.
Is it really? Okay. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I was going to say Japanese, that sounds Peruvian, absolutely insane.
That's why... Well, it's not why, but there was a lot of Japanese-Peruvian fusion from, I think... there was like a wave of immigration in the 60s or 70s, but obviously there's a lot of overlap between like sashimi and sushi and ceviche.
Yes, so.
But yeah, there's like a couple of really famous Nikkei chefs who are Peruvian Japanese guys. That's what they do.
Huh. That's actually very cool. I'm glad I didn't say anything. I'm glad I didn't make any jokes, any riffs.
Yeah, didn't have any like riffs about that. And what would that sound like? Sound like a guy with a Peruvian accent making Japanese influenced food.
It was very good. Ate some ants.
Really?
Yeah.
Just afterwards.
Not good.
Came out of the restaurant. You were still hungry.
Ground. I had a very good, good wagyu with charred pineapple salsa.
Ooh. Yeah.
A little prawn taco. A little wonton wrapper. It's delicious stuff. If you're in Canberra and you want to have some Peruvian Japanese fusion, go to Inca. Delicious. Mm. This is a paid sponsorship.
We got $100. He got his appetizers free.
No, I paid them so much money. After that, there were no more sightings until a possible one this morning around 11 a.m.
It could have been an horse.
Yeah, what do you mean a possible sighting? Like
or
you
maybe
saw
a
horse in the street, but you didn't know
maybe.
If it was that horse?
Yeah. Could have been several weasels. It was either a horse who was far away or it was one goat who was very close.
Mr. B was sent a picture of a horse at Puddle Dock near Old Buckingham.
Come
but
on.
Could not be sure it was Besthorpe Peace.
Harry McClary fucking... bullshit. What are you people up to over there?
That could be any horse.
Yes.
Come on, bro.
It was out of focus. Couldn't identify that horse.
Was walking away, looked back over his shoulder towards me. Walked along,
I hope he got
swinging his,
horse his back.
Front legs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I hope he appreciates that horse a little more now that he knows he could be gone anytime.
Yeah.
Don't I never asked myself before what I would do without my Suffolk Punch with a stupid fucking name.
Yeah, we thought we hated each other, but when that horse disappeared, I realized I love that horse. This is exactly like the movie Marley and Me, which my recollection is that he spends a whole movie being like, I fucking hate this dog, and then the dog dies. And he goes, man, I miss that dog.
Turns
well, she
out
does,
I like
right?
the dog.
The lady hates the dog. Is that the vibe?
I can't remember.
I think the girlfriend
Jennifer
hates
Aniston?
The dog.
Is
Jennifer
Aniston
hates
because
the dog.
Because the dog like ruins their life like a bunch of times.
Yeah, like the dog's like a little cunt.
Yeah, it's like
and
evil
and then the
Beethoven.
Dog dies and she's like, oh, I'm sad.
Oh,
the dog died.
That dog was such a big part of our lives. Take that,
check
Marley
out.
And me.
Marley and me.
Yeah.
I just want to know real quick.
Whether it's Jennifer Aniston?
No. Yeah, I know you've all been waiting for our thoughts on Marley and Me from 2008.
Man. Oh, it's a comedy drama. I don't remember laughing.
Me either.
Get him, bro.
Is it based on a true story?
It's true. People have owned dogs.
Marley and Me, Life and Love with the World's Worst Dog, is an autobiographical book by journalist John Grogan, published in 2005, about 13 years he and his family spent with their yellow Labrador. The dog is poorly behaved and destructive.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes into the grief they experience after his death. Okay.
That sounds so funny. Yeah, I love classic, it when a dog is comedy. Poorly behaved and then dies.
Yeah.
God, Hollywood's out of touch.
Oh, apparently at one point they diagnosed the dog with mental illness. It's very
ADHD. He's
just got ADHD or something. Like.
Marley routinely fails to, quote, get the idea of what humans expect of him. At one point, mental illness is suggested as a plausible explanation for his behavior.
I wonder what word
they
used.
He said this dog was neurodivergent.
It sounds like they are.
Hi, everybody. It's me. It's Theo. Now, I guarantee you, I'm more afraid of recording this promo than you are of listening to it, so hear me out. If you haven't already, maybe check out our Patreon. It's a great way to support the show, and it gives us the ability to actually dedicate time to this thing. You'll get all of our bonus episodes, that's over 300 extra episodes in total, and we'll set up a feed over there with none of these promos, so you won't have to hear this ever again. You'll also get access to our Discord, which honestly has turned into a nice and funny place full of mostly normal people to hang out with. So that's patreon.com/buntavista. Check it out.
Wow. Sometimes. Sometimes you learn something new, like a dog can be neurodivergent. And that's something that should be broadcast far and wide to the public so they can understand it and repeat it to other people like it's real. We will continue to pass on important information through the PSA per segment. Pretty person sure. Who sent in a PSA per segment theme. I am waiting for you to send in your polished final version.
Yeah, I was trying to find it in the things, but I couldn't find it anywhere. So I was stuck with the generic one until you get your shit together.
It's because you refuse to be signed into the email accounts on anything but your laptop.
Yes. I have so many fucking email accounts that I'm signed into at all times. If I had them all on my phone, I'd be too stressed out. I got 5 Gmail tabs open right now, and they're all for a different account. It's making me crazy.
You know,
no, I won't consolidate them.
Right?
Don't write in.
Hmm.
So you guys know there's a total solar eclipse coming up in about a week.
Oh.
In North.
That explains why my energy has been feeling so fine.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So North America
explains the diarrhea I've been having.
That's what happens. North America is getting like the path of totality is going like all the way through the US. So they're sort of copping the brunt of this as far as I can tell. I was in the US for the last big one, that one that was like 2017 or 2019 or whatever, and I just forgot about it. Just driving along in my car, didn't stop, didn't do whatever, and I was like, oh fuck, the eclipse happened today.
Did you see it?
No, I did not. So I thought maybe we could just get us prepared for what's about to come with a bit of a PSA from r/psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Just everybody, just open your chakras up to take this message in, please.
Yes.
Open your mind.
Your mind and your heart.
Come open.
And the pelvic chakra.
Yep. Open up your third,
root,
fourth,
root
and fifth
chakra.
Eyes.
Yeah, because it's the one that you root with.
Yes.
Hmm.
Manifestation and spell workings during the eclipses often fizzle or worse, backfire.
Ooh.
Fucking hate that. I get so mad.
Yeah. Casting minor hexes on my enemies. Ooh. Ah. I just got a minor hex on myself.
You know why? It's because when I was doing the casting, I had one finger pointed at my enemy, but then 3 to 4 fingers pointed back at me.
Yes.
I accidentally zap myself because there's more power coming out of those 3 than there is out of the 1.
True. You've got to do it like old-timey wizard style.
Yes, you got to do Dracula it like Emperor
style.
Palpatine.
All fingers, all thumbs.
That's your mistake, yeah.
Toes.
Try to be as witchy as possible while doing your spells.
You can't actually do negative spells if you're a witch because of the rule of 3, which means it will come back on you 3 times.
Yeah, the 3 fingers pointing back at you. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
I thought the rule of three was that just if you were doing a joke, you had to list something three times, and then the third one is the exception that's the funny one.
So who can do negative spells then, Lucy?
You just shouldn't do negative spells. You can only be a white witch. Sounds fake. It sounds like you just don't want me to do the bad spells.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me have the good shit. I'm ready. Let me hex Miranda and it counts. Because she keeps like saying shit about my hair that's sounds like a compliment, but I know she needs it as an insult. Yeah.
She wants to really say backhanded stuff about my hair and microwave fish for lunch.
Yeah.
Can't do both of those things, Miranda.
Hey, Miranda.
You get zapped.
Which side of the bed do you sleep on? Because I'm just trying to visualize where this fucking hex is going. Oh, is it the couch because you're fighting with your husband again? Oh, I wonder who's been sowing discord in your home.
Well, that's strange. That's strange. Who thinks eclipses are stupid now, Miranda?
Who's been tying witch knots in your hair while you've got your headphones on and you're doing shit at your desk? Sneak along on the floor, tied little witch knots.
Yeah, someone left a little Blair Witch stick man on the windshield of your car again. That's crazy.
And yours, the accent, right? That's yours? Mm. This happens for several reasons. The sun can be seen as spirit or force. The moon is the body or form. Mm-hmm. When you bring the two together, you can manifest something into reality. Obviously, there's much more nuance to this, but let's stay simple. You got it, lady.
Mm. Consider me simple.
These luminaries rule the eyes, the sun the right and the moon the left. This can change depending on gender and whatnot. These days, everyone's got everything. Everyone's got a gender. Everyone's got whatnot.
That's a great sentence, gender and whatnot.
It can change depending on gender and all that stuff.
Yeah,
pronouns.
For ladies, the sun rules the right eye. And for men, the sun rules the left eye. Depending on whatnot as well as gender.
And whatnot too, yeah.
Yeah, the whatnot can influence a bit there. During a lunar eclipse, the moon is obstructed. Put your hand over your left eye. Reality is suddenly altered.
That's so true. Camera two.
In this case, you can no longer see the body or the form clearly. Working with this energy, you have spirit and force.
Am I meant to be covering my right eye or my left eye?
I think they're saying during the lunar eclipse.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I actually don't know. I don't know what any of this means.
I'm going to practice now.
Camera two. Okay. Working with this energy, you have spirit and force, but no form to channel it into.
Fuck, I left the form at home.
Imagine you're afraid of dropping and breaking your phone because you don't have the money to repair it. You do a working to banish this fear because for some reason it's beginning to intrude into your daily life. The next day, you lose your phone. Can't break your phone if you don't have one in the first place.
So you're
spending all your time worrying about one thing.
Yeah.
But it's another thing.
Yes.
Or are you suggesting, Ben, that by worrying about a thing, you are manifesting a solution to the problem, but it might not be the one you want? You've monkey's pawed yourself.
Right.
The secret, the law of attraction. Yes.
Yes.
You've attracted your phone into the backseat of an Uber somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. But the guy who is just like unbelievably far too busy to bring your phone back to you.
Yes.
Now let's look at a solar eclipse. The spirit and force is obscured, but the form is still there. Or is it?
I'm not sure you meant to look at the solar eclipse, eh?
Yeah, don't do that.
Pro tip.
I remember when Donald Trump looked at the eclipse.
I was just remembering that with someone. What a beautiful image it is of him just squinting and pointing at it.
And because he points up and then he like looks at the crowd and I'm pretty sure he mouths, "It's the eclipse."
He points and then looks to check that everyone else is also looking at the eclipse.
He mimes taking the glasses off to everyone else and says, "Up there."
What a beautiful mind.
Yeah. This is a new moon. This is a new moon. Uh-huh. Thus, the form is also obscured. Let's say you manifest money. You're walking down the street when a high-speed car chase zooms by. One of the police officers loses control of their vehicle and smashes into you. You recover in the hospital just fine. Maybe there's no lasting damage, but that certainly hurt like hell and knocked you out of commission for months. You take the police to court, win the lawsuit, and receive $100,000.
That's money in the bank.
Did you receive money? Yes, but it was an unexpected circumstance that brought an unexpected amount of money.
If this I was visualizing this stupid scenario, I would have said, imagine there was a police chase happening and you are hit by an armored truck full of money. You know?
Yeah.
It'd be like, yeah, the money came to you, but not the way you want.
But at what cost?
You got pancaked, bro. You got pancaked.
This is a simplification for clarity's sake.
Oh, good. It feels really clear now.
But this is why I don't recommend manifesting or doing spell workings during the eclipses. Thanks for reading. Don't do it, guys.
Because like a monkey paw situation might happen, is that?
I think it induces a sort of magical monkey paw. Let's just say that you're trying to manifest like a big stacked hottie falling into your life.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're walking down the street and then a big stacked hottie falls off a building onto you.
And dies.
Shattering your pelvis. And dies. They die as well.
Yeah.
So you have survivor's guilt and you can't walk? And that's because you manifested during the eclipse.
I think you've got to be really specific when you manifest, right?
Yes.
You can't be stupid and just be like, I want to be famous. You have to be like, I want to be famous, but not for a negative reason. And you got to list a bunch of exceptions, right?
You know, like over the course of the movie Bedazzled, he gives more and more specific wishes. And then he sort of adds all these caveats in the hopes that he can outsmart the devil.
But you can't outsmart the devil.
You can't outsmart the devil. Devil's going to get his due, or her due in the case of the movie Bedazzled.
Hmm.
Liz Hurley.
Yes.
I'm like, yes. Was I trying to manifest like a thick hottie on a work site, you know, in like tiny Daisy Dukes and a hard hat and like a fluoro vest, and the vest is done up, but there's clearly nothing underneath it. But also she's clumsy and she falls off a beam. Three stories directly onto my head, driving my spine up through the top of my skull.
Yes.
Smashing all of my femurs into smithereens, you know, shards of bone firing out of the ends of all of my toes, blasting the tips of my shoes off. That's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
Or is it? You know,
that's really
maybe
true.
That's the universe's plan for me and I just need to accept it.
The universe is wily. Like, she will give you what you want, but she's also going to get cute with it. You've got to kind of, you have to make sure that what you want aligns with the universe's vision.
The universe knows what you need, which might not be what you have in mind for yourself.
That's right.
The universe helps you in ways you didn't know you need to be helped.
Yes.
Here's my pro tip for witchcraft and such. When you are asking the universe for something, say please.
Yes.
Oh,
universe
definitely.
Appreciates
you have
manners.
To be polite.
Gratitude.
Gratitude.
Express some gratitude. And I would maybe like
sacrifices.
Preface it by saying,
animal.
I know you're busy. I know you're busy.
Blood.
Blood. Boy. Now, if I were sacrificing an animal, there's a few implements I could choose. You know? Ball peen hammer. Messy. Takes too long sometimes, you know. You get halfway through and you realize your heart's not really in it. Foolish. Choose something traditional, classic, timeless. Consider beheading your goat with a sword. It's time for Sword Watch.
Correct.
This comes to us from KSNW in Kansas. The Snow. Kansas Highway Patrol finds samurai swords on side of I-70 looking for owner. Looking to be reunited with my beautiful swords.
You can just put your hand up. Those are my swords.
Yeah. No, they've preempted that.
Oh.
The Kansas Highway Patrol is looking to reunite a set of samurai swords a trooper found on the side of the road with their rightful owner. They would have been going straight into my trunk. Personally, that's finders keepers.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm taking that home for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You remember those samurai swords we found? No, and neither do you.
No.
Mm-mm.
I do remember the samurai swords I bought recently, and are up above the fireplace in my den, on the wall, crossed over, looking really fucking cool. I remember those. Are those the ones you're talking about, Bill?
I've always had those.
My partner.
I inherited some from my Japanese uncle. very recently.
Oh, you don't really listen to my stories about my Japanese uncle? You just don't really listen when I talk.
I remember my uncle, Satoshi Jones. You know him? You remember him? A Facebook post from the KHP Troop C on Friday said the swords were found on Interstate 70 eastbound near mile marker 291, one of my favorite mile markers. Along with the swords, KHP say they found a third mysterious item, which they believe will be, quote, helpful in finding the right owner. All right. It's either somebody's wallet or a decapitated head.
Yeah. Or like if a body pillow.
If it was somebody's wallet, they'd know who the swords were.
Yeah. They'd be like, Doug, come get your fucking swords.
Yeah, we found two samurai swords and a 1/16th scale Evangelion model.
You can't just not say what the third item
is. You've got to tell me what the fucking third item
is. My curiosity.
An investigation found the swords are not connected to any ongoing investigations. Okay, so
these aren't crime swords, they're leisure swords.
That someone left on the side of the interstate.
Yeah.
But are they doing an entrapment, though, by saying in the article, hey, why don't you write in the article and we don't think anyone's been killed with the swords?
Yeah. Just come
and get
the
swords. Why don't you put in there, we don't think anybody has been, like, turned into a bunch of pieces and buried in one of the cornfields out here.
What do you reckon the circumstances are that you're leaving two samurai swords and a mystery third item just by the side of the highway?
Maybe you were moving house. You didn't secure things properly on the back of the ute, right?
Someone lost their load.
Yeah. Samurai swords fell off.
Yeah.
Evangelion figure fell off.
I think maybe it's a guy blew a tire and had to get to the spare tire that's sort of underneath the upholstery in the boot. And so we had to take out the stuff that was in the boot, two samurai swords, Evangelion wife pillow, puts those on the side of the road, changes the tire, and he's running so late for the big sword meeting that he forgets to put his swords and his anime wife pillow back in the car. And then they're just there for the Kansas Highway Patrol to find.
Could have been that. Put them on top of the car before you drove off, forgot they were on there.
Yeah. He's got a coffee from Duncan up there. And he's two
the
swords.
The third item is a Dunkin' cup.
That's right.
Is this your Dunkin' cup with the name written on the side? I think it was actually Rutger Hauer's character from the movie Blind Fury.
And it's because he's blind that he left them there.
No, I think somebody picked him up and they were like, I don't have enough room in my truck for all your stuff. You can just bring your knapsack. And hey, I guess you probably need that cane in your hand, you can bring that with you. And he was like, put his swords down, whatever. I'll keep my quote unquote cane.
And if you've not seen,
he says all that out loud.
Yeah, it's like Satoichi the Blind Swordsman, but it's Rutger Hauer.
It's Rutger Hauer as a jolly Vietnam veteran.
Yeah.
And he's, what a film. Absolutely stupendous special effects at the end when the bad guy gets thrown out of a window. It's great stuff. Randall Craig Cobb gets thrown out of a window and in like an alpine resort. Wonderful stuff. The swords are in KHP's possession as found property at the Central Evidence Facility near Salina. If you believe these swords belong to you, call KHP Dispatch at 785-827-4437. That's 785-827-4437. Now, I do want to say, from the perspective of the podcast Punta Vista, we are taking that really literally and saying, we think that if you believe that those swords belong to you,
yes,
that you can manifest you ownership can manifest of the swords.
Try to picture in your root chakra, your fifth eye, what that third item is.
Yes.
Let it come to you in a dream. Yeah.
Just intuitively, I want you to, before you've even thought about it, if you're in America,
just
dial
it. Speak it.
That number. That was
785-827-4437.
Just while you're dialing it, don't even think about it. The moment they pick up Kansas Highway Patrol, you just say the item. The first thing that springs to mind, and I bet you it'll be correct, and then you'll get to have intuition. Those thoughts.
Yes.
Just getting phone call after phone call at the Highway Patrol's Selena facility, and every phone call just starts, no context. The third item is...
Hot dog!
No, sir. The third item is Cupid doll.
Radio competition.
Can you guess the third item and win the swords? The
Kansas Highway Patrol, magic item.
Can opener.
Do you think it'd be disappointing, Ben, if you guessed the third item and you got the swords, but then they were just like cold steel swords, you know? They were just like kind of new American-made samurai swords.
Yeah, I mean, I'd want ancient. Yeah. I want Hanzo steel, ideally. But, I'd still be happy with a pair of beautiful cold steel katanas.
We would take a cold steel sponsorship. I'll say that right now.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Yeah.
If we could work something out where I occasionally receive a halberd or something,
yeah,
and I get to blast like a melon in the backyard and put my review online, I would love that.
20-minute ad reads a month in exchange for one polearm a month. I'll take it. That's 12 polearms a year.
Mm-hmm. That's money in the bank.
Hey, and we could maybe sell those polearms to purchase a small car, like something manufactured by Kia. It's time for Kia Watch.
Imagine if Kia sold a watch. Would you wear it?
From CNN, Kia recalls more than 400,000 Telluride SUVs that can move while in park.
What, so the car's got extra functionality and you're complaining?
Yeah.
Fucking ungrateful.
Is that kind of not the purpose of the park function, is like to not move?
To not move, yeah, ideally. Kia has recalled 427,407 of its Telluride SUVs because they can roll away while in park. All Telluride vehicles made between 2020 and 2023 and certain 2024 models are affected by the recall, according to a report this week by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Mm-hmm. Kia did not immediately respond to CNN's request for comment. Since its launch in late 2019, the Telluride has been a hit with Americans due to its roomy interior. Mm. Demand for the Telluride has been so high that in some years, Kia couldn't produce them fast enough.
They just start pulling stuff out of the cars to get them out faster. No door locks, no park brake.
Just Boeing, just the Boeing attitude. Just get them out.
We learn from the best.
According to the NHTSA report, a main component of the SUV's steering wheel may have been improperly assembled on the recalled vehicles. This defect can cause damage over time that results in unintended movement in the cars while in park if the parking brake is not engaged.
Huh?
Well, that'd be fine, right? Because everyone just puts the handbrake on when you park the car, right? So just in case like something fails or something goes wrong.
Because that's what it's for, like the parking brake.
That's why they call it the parking brake, because you use it when you park your car. Your handbrake, you might know it as an e-brake for some reason, your emergency brake, but you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because whatever you call it, you're using it, right? Americans?
You're using it? The thing that you pull up, right? That's the one? Yeah.
You guys popping that bad boy on every
button
now and then?
These days, I think.
It feels really good to pull it up.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it? It's almost like a really natural... arm and hand movement.
End of the trip movement.
Yeah, just to put it down there, just sort of find something that's sticking up there a little bit, put your hand around it firmly, press that little button in, lift it right up, yank, safe, car secure. Oh no, what if the parking pole fails? Doesn't matter, my parking brake is on. You chumps. You absolute fucking chumps. You know how many lives have been at risk?
On Kia's side now.
Yeah, it would have been fine. Wouldn't have even been a problem if people just put the parking brake on their car. But no, you've probably been flattening people left, right, and center. There's probably millions of people dying from Kia Tellurides at the moment.
Probably.
Sickens me. The report said affected vehicles could make a grinding noise when the damage occurs. All affected Telluride owners should bring their cars to a Kia dealer to get updated electronic parking brake software installed. Kia will reimburse car owners for the repair, according to the NHTSA. Why does your parking brake have software?
Yeah. I don't like that stuff has software. I don't like having to update my TV's remote software.
No, that's not good.
I had that the other day. It was like, hey, this thing that's not part of your TV, can we update the software on that? Separate that's little component. Update the software on your PS5 DualShock, you know? If you don't, there could be problems.
Fucked up.
It could just, your DualShock could just roll away. Are they called DualShocks anymore? Or are they called something else?
DualSense? I think they're still DualShocks, right? Do they? Are they?
I don't know. They got no idea. They got that six-axis thing in them that I've never used in any game.
What's that? Called a DualSense controller now, Lucy, due to all the haptics happening in there.
What haptics?
I'm learning so much about PlayStation controllers right now.
All the fun stuff. They've got all the crazy haptics in there where, like, you know, there'll be games where you're like walking over gravel and it, like, feels crunchy in the controller. If you're playing like a Call of Duty type game or whatever, it'll change like how much pressure you have to apply to the shoulder buttons to click them off, so it feels like a trigger.
Well, I've never noticed that.
Well, you're too busy playing NHL 2024 or whatever the fuck it is you're playing. Hey, so what? So Kia didn't put a fully functional steering column in 400,000 cars. No one's perfect. I would go further and say, Pobody's nerfect. It's time for Pobody's nerfect.
Pobody's nerfect. No. No, Pobody's nerfect. No, whoopsie daisy. Pobody's nerfect. No.
This one comes to us from news.com.au. Real estate agent accidentally burned down house ahead of open house.
Oopsies.
Pobody's nerfect.
Pobody's nerfect.
We've all been there, folks. We've all done it. Look to your left. Look to your right. If you don't see anyone who's burned down a house by accident, you have burned down a house by accident.
A real estate agent accidentally burned a multi-million-dollar property to the ground while preparing for an open house, with her employer ordered to pay more than $850,000 in damages.
You are not getting a bonus this year.
Sydney real estate agent Julie Bundock was preparing for an open house at a four-bed home on Sydney's northern beaches when she noticed the current renters of the house had left some bedding on the deck to dry. She removed the sheets and threw them in a downstairs room onto a shelf below a light, which she switched on. About 20 minutes later, a major fire broke out in the four-bedroom house on Riverview Road in Avalon Beach, believed to be caused by the shelf and bedding heating up and catching fire due to the wall-mounted light.
This immediately sounds fake and fishy to me.
Oh, you reckon?
You put some sheets under a light and it set on fire?
Polyester sheets directly underneath an incandescent bulb. They are in contact. Bam. The house, estimated to be worth around $3 million along with all of its contents, was destroyed. The owner of the property, Peter Allen Bush, who was preparing to sell the property, took the matter to court, as did the four renters of the property who had their belongings destroyed in the fire.
Oh, my God.
I mean, but outside of any of this, if you're a real estate agent and you have come into my home that I rent because you're doing like an open house or you're taking photos for a listing or whatever, don't fucking touch my stuff.
Yeah, don't touch my stuff. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Bedding. Do not put away my washing. That's fucking rank. Stay away from my shit, lady.
Don't touch my stuff.
And don't burn the house down, ideally. Don't touch my sheets. Don't burn my home and everything I have.
Yeah.
Ideally. If you can avoid it, Julie.
Bitch.
You fuck. You real estate turd. Mr. Bush told the court that after the fire, Miss Bundock said words to the effect of, quote, "Oh my God, Pete, I think I have burnt down your house."
Hey, Pete, did what you like say? Having a house that wasn't burnt down?
Mr. Bush claimed she said those words in the presence of others, including his de facto partner, Lynn Emanuel. Quote, "I had been doing some tidying up. I collected some sheets drying on the veranda and threw them on top of a freestanding metal shelf in the bedroom under the stairs. I just threw them there, Pete, right up against the light on the wall. I think that's what started the fire."
Why did you do that?
Julie, what are you doing? First of all, don't fucking touch the stuff. Mm-hmm. Second, don't put the stuff directly underneath a hot light bulb.
And
third,
then turn it
don't
on?
Immediately admit to it. Yeah, why'd you turn it on?
I just tucked all the sheets in the oven to get them out of the way, and then I put the grill on high. I don't know what happened.
I think I might have accidentally, through some freak accident, started a fire when I put out my cigarette in your collection of film nitrate stock.
Some strange chemistry took place.
Why would you admit to this? I'm never owning up to this.
No.
In this situation.
Your house spontaneously combusted.
Yeah.
Did you get a dodgy electrician in, you fucking idiot, Pete?
Pete, there was
you
one...
are responsible for this.
There was one isolated bolt of lightning, not connected to a larger thunderstorm or anything. Chief Judge in Equity, Justice David Hammerschlag, handed down his judgment on Tuesday in the Supreme Court, ruling that Bundock, quote, actively created the risk of fire and the consequent harm.
Ooh, you got the hammer.
I think there might have been a typo.
Hammerschlag's a great judge name.
That is. Judge Hammerschlag ordered Miss Bundock's employer, Domain Residential Northern Beaches, to pay Mr. Bush $740,642 for the loss of his house and a combined $121,475 to the four renters, Elise Coulter, Reggie Songaila, Lauren Coulter, and Ella Eagle.
Yes. I love
Ella,
this.
Ella Eagle.
Get that money, queen.
Get that bag.
Like, most of your shit probably sucked anyway. Like, it was probably all stuff from fucking Temple and Webster. Probably only had two colors in your entire room.
Freestanding metal shelves? Sounds ugly.
Yeah. Where'd you get that from?
Yucky.
Kmart? Gross. Were you getting approximately $30,000 to replace your Anko shit now? Go somewhere better.
Blame a Kmart appliance. Say you saw Anko shit in that house and you're off the hook.
I saw four Anko spice grinders in the kitchen, and I think maybe that might have started the fire.
I saw an Anko kettle. I saw an Anko toaster. The judge is like, tossing that case out. Yep. Quick smart.
Anko air fryer has burned this house to the fucking ground. And it happens every day. You know they sell Anko stuff in Target now?
Yeah, they do. It's just everywhere.
Does that not seem crazy?
That's crazy. I thought that was Kmart's brand.
Yeah, I thought so too. Maddie was telling me a while back that do you know how they got the name for Anko?
No.
Because all the stuff at Kmart, they used to have a house brand where it would be like the sort of the section that it was as the name of the thing and co. It'd be like bedding and co or like clothing and co or whatever. And now it's just the Anko. It's like a Hodor situation from Game of Thrones.
From Game of Thrones, that's right.
Judge Hammerschlag also ordered the agency to pay interest on the combined $862,315 from the time of the fire in May 2019. That a fire might be caused by putting or throwing bedding up against a burning light is obvious. That risk was plainly foreseeable, and Bundock ought to have known this, he stated in his decision.
You say that, but she's a real estate agent.
She's a real estate agent. So her brain doesn't work.
Her brain is not like ours.
There is nothing going on in there.
You gave the keys to your house to one of those people and just let him run around unsupervised in there.
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen?
The only thing they're capable of doing is getting a novated lease on a convertible. That's all they understand. Applying for personalized plates.
Yes.
Buying ugly sunglasses.
Plates.
That's all they know.
Oh my God, Pete, I was cold and I just put my cigarette lighter to the bottom of your nylon curtains just to warm myself up. I don't know what happened.
Judge Hammerschlag also noted that Miss Bundock was an, quote, aggressive and uncooperative witness in court. quote, her evidence was clearly coloured by a heightened awareness that she had caused the catastrophe.
I'd love to hear her excuses. Like, how did you try to explain this away? The thing that you said, yeah, I did that.
Yeah. Oh, well, when I said that I did it, I was really trying to just give him a scapegoat. Like, yeah. Someone to be angry at because I thought it would help him with emotional
catharsis.
I didn't want him to feel bad. If anything, he put that stuff under the light bulb. He was the one touching his tenant's stuff for whatever fucking reason.
Yeah.
He bought a house with a light bulb in it. Doesn't that make him responsible for what happens after that point?
Yes. I fucking hate real estate agents so much.
They're the worst people alive. I'm not worried that any of our listeners are any, so.
No. I mean, like, you probably aren't. And if you are, you're kind of the worst.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What about don't? What about cut that out? Do something else.
What about
do anything else?
Become a beautiful painter. Mm. Paint beautiful pictures instead.
Manage a Hungry Jack's.
Yes.
Become beautiful.
Run that shit like the Navy.
Yes.
Domain Residential Northern Beaches attempted to argue that Mr. Bush and the renters also played a part of the damage, as they did not inform the agency that the shelf would heat up as a result of the light.
Fuck.
What?
Fuck off.
You. It's the horrible cunts. What?
Hey, by the way, just if you're in the house touching all of our stuff, don't put a fork in the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Because that might electrocute you.
It's kind of the PowerPoints here have this thing about like electrocution. So we just don't use the forks around them.
Yeah. So just in case you happen to be touching them. If you're moving the toaster from the kitchen to the bathroom, don't plug the toaster in and put it into a full bath.
Well, I don't think the shelf heated up. I think it was the sheets she put on there.
I think it was the sheets were probably the problem. You don't have to warn, like, basic environmental hazards. You don't have to tell your real estate agent, like, oh, by the way, if you inhale too much chlorine while you're in the house, you might get sick. Like, this isn't a video game where you're teaching her how to use the crafting system and that some things shouldn't be combined. She shouldn't be touching your stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Julie. You burned that fucking house down.
She burned the house
down. Julie, you psycho. I fucking hate you, Julie. Judge Hammerslag rejected this suggestion. Quote, the submission is made in the context where none of the plaintiffs could have possibly or remotely conceived that Bundock might do what she did, he stated. Yeah. I love this judge. He's right.
Yeah.
Quote, there was no occasion which could reasonably have called for the suggested disclosure. Bundock acted on her own motion. Her actions were the sole cause of the harm.
Such a good excuse for fucking up. Oh, you didn't tell me you didn't tell me that it would set on fire.
You didn't tell me if that I knocked out one of the supporting pillars underneath the house would collapse. No one told me that consequences. No one told me how substances interact. No one told me
that. I should have been told beforehand that this house was particularly susceptible to having a bulldozer driven through it.
Yes. So fucking hilarious. Well, it was really hot and the sheets were really close to it, but I don't know. I'm just a real estate agent. I was thinking about personalized number plates.
I just went to high school.
I wanted to get money as my number plate.
I was thinking about my commission.
Yeah. I was thinking about what kind of clip art to put in my email informing like 600 different renters that their fucking rent is going up at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Think about what kind of graphic to use.
A house with a smiley face on it.
Yeah. Your rent's going up by 75%. It's non-negotiable. Kill me. Well, that was definitely an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista. Hey, thanks for joining us on this crazy ride. We'll be back next week with more wacky news.
I don't like
that. A little
bit
of improv. And we're going to keep it weird.
I'm going to kill myself if you keep talking like that.
That'd be fun. Imagine if we were fun people. That'd be crazy.
Weird.
I prefer not to imagine that.
Funny news from four deeply unfun people.
For real, though, open the chakras, you know?
Open your chakras this week.
Connect
that is your
with
homework.
Your horse.
Yes.
Have a beer with your horse. Grow up.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a beer with Gator. Rename your fucking horse. Jesus. And don't touch my shit, Julie.
Yeah.
How many more houses are you going to burn down? You fuck. Nice power suit. You look like an asshole.
Looks stupid.
Get out of here. All right. We'll see you next week. Stay safe out there.
Bye. Bye. Bye.